For people in rural communities, access to affordable dental care remains out of reach. Many providers won't accept Medicaid patients, and low-cost clinics are inundated. SideFX Public Media's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson tells us the story of one Missouri charity dental clinic working to meet the need.
For the past 2 years, 38-year-old Andy Moss has worked as a maintenance man for a roofing company in Fredericktown, Missouri, supporting his wife and four boys. But not too long ago, his life looked a lot different.
In my former life, before I turned everything over to the Lord, I made, sold, and did meth and alcohol and pot.
This went on for nearly 20 years. When he stopped using, though, he had a problem.
My teeth, like, just disintegrated, like, quickly. And, of course, you know, that caused nonstop pain because I'd have exposed nerves.
He tried just about everything to cope, using leftover antibiotics from his wife and kids, buying pain pills off the street, and one time it got so bad, he knocked out his own tooth with a ballpoint pen and a book.
It was excruciating, but when I finally got it done, yeah, there was that sudden tinge of, and then a release.
He decided to get all of his teeth removed so he could get dentures. Moss doesn't have insurance, so he went to a community clinic that reduced prices for the uninsured. The extractions alone would have cost $75 to $120 per tooth. With dentures, the total cost would have been close to $7,000.
There was no way possible that I was going to be able to afford to get the teeth pulled and get my dentures.
That's when he found out about Smiles of Hope. It's a charity dental clinic housed in the attic of Lighthouse Church in Dexter, Missouri. It's volunteer-run and opens one Saturday a month and includes a free breakfast and screenings. They only do dental extractions, $5 per tooth, plus a $20 registration fee. I met Dr. William Kane on a Saturday when dozens of people were getting their teeth pulled.
We're for the access to care. These are the folks that can't, for what number of reasons, find dental care through traditional channels.
Kane is the co-founder of Smiles of Hope and practices dentistry in Dexter, Missouri. Most Smiles of Hope patients are uninsured or on Medicaid, and they have untreated dental disease that's reached the point of emergency.
I think we're the safety net for the safety net. We're the safety net for the VA. We're the safety net for the federally qualified healthcare clinics because they have such a backlog, and patients tell us all the time at Smiles of Hope, I can get in to see you guys quicker.
Federally funded clinics offer sliding fee scales, but many can't even afford the reduced price option. There are not enough dentists in the region, especially dentists who accept Medicaid, because it doesn't pay well and is an administrative hassle. Missouri's Medicaid did not cover adult dental care until recently, and when states are faced with balancing the budget, oral health services are often the first to go.
Unfortunately, there's not a real great system for patients who fall outside of the ability to pay, and I think that's partly why we have such a dental problem in general.
Dr. Mac Taylor is a volunteer dentist at Smiles of Hope. He's also a dental surgeon at a community clinic in Burney, Missouri, and often tells clinic patients about Smiles of Hope if they need multiple extractions. Smiles of Hope worked for Andy Moss. He got his teeth pulled and could still afford to buy dentures. He's also been clean for 2.5 years and was chosen to head a men's substance abuse recovery house through his church. Also, he's working towards becoming an ordained minister.
I didn't want my teeth to speak for me. I wanted to speak for me. And Smiles of Hope has made this a reality that I can actually afford to do this.
For SideFX, I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson.